I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there and good morning. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We have Imagine Dragon tickets coming up at 6:30. You can win your tickets before you can even buy them. They don't go on sale until this Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. So 6:30 is when you can get them. The 2017 Mazda A3 named the Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Here's your celebrity trash. It's this is happening, this emoji movie.
Oh, God.
I know. It's but you know what? It sounds dumb, but they have a great cast to do the voices and stuff. It sounds like, from what I'm reading here, you know, it sounds like, and obviously it's all voice work, but it's a wide variety of people. Emojis that are voiced by Anna Faris, James Corden, Sofia Vergara, who I think we heard is this dancing girl.
Oh, okay.
I don't recall that.
Christina Aguilera, Maya Rudolph, comedian Stephen Wright plays the father of the main character, who is voiced by T.J. Miller from Silicon Valley. He plays Ehrlich Bachman.
I watched that the other night.
You did?
Which one?
Silicon Valley. Just to, because I know you guys watch it.
Yeah.
I just plugged back into it. I'll get caught up. I'm way behind.
It's you're lucky, because it just gets better. And but as they start to get to know their characters better, like they really hit their stride. Is this season 4 that just started?
I think it's 3, isn't it? Let me check.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
There was an article at sfgate.com yesterday that was comparing who each character was probably in real life. And like a lot of these Silicon Valley names, I don't really know these people. But I was like, supposed to be that person. Oh, that's supposed to be
this
that
is
person.
Modeled on
yeah,
this. Yeah,
exactly. So it was fun. It was a fun read. Yeah. I don't remember much of it.
It is season 4, you're right.
Okay.
Oh, the one that just started is season 4. And there's only like 10 episodes per season. And they're only 20 minutes long.
Having been off it, I would have thought by now the dude's company would be, they'd already be enjoying the big
money. You would think.
Money.
No, it's very, very difficult.
It's up and down, up and down. They're millionaires one day, and then they're broke the next.
And they're broke the next. It's incredible. Every high roller on Silicon Valley seems to be depicting someone with like either like wicked neurosis or like serious Asperger's, or you know, like all of these people are just kind of these people who have found their way to this perfect pinpoint thing that they're able to do, and that socially they just can't cope with anything. So they're kind of surrounded by this group of people that they rely on and that is working for them to, you know, make their lives as easy as possible. It's actually super genius. I just love that show. Anyway, T.J. Miller plays Ehrlich Bachman, who is the head of the incubator that they all live in.
Yeah.
It's his house, and they call it an incubator, I guess. They let you live there for free, and you develop your app, and he owns 10%. So anyway, he is the main character in this emoji movie.
Okay.
Which is what we're back to that now. He plays the meh emoji. But he doesn't know.
Which one's that?
It's the one that's like, meh.
Oh.
Meh.
All right.
Meh. Do you see a picture of it? I don't use the meh emoji.
I saw it in the trailer. It's hilarious. It's super cute.
Oh, so the trailer's funny then.
It's super cute,
I wondered if it would be.
Here it is. Hold on.
Very grown up. Like, is this for kids?
Oh. I'll start using that guy.
Meh. So his complaint is that he doesn't feel meh all the time, which is a crisis for an emoji. So he goes on a quest with a couple friends to figure out how to be normal and be meh, like the, you know, or whatever they are, like the rest of them.
That's cute.
Comedian Stephen Wright plays his dad, whose name is Mel Meh.
Stephen Wright's still...
Stephen, and I went, Is that who I think it is? Because I haven't heard Stephen Wright's name in years. So did you, were you able to grab me a little? So for the kids or for the people our age who are like, Stephen Wright, that sounds
familiar. Stephen Wright is excellent. I just didn't know. I thought he might have passed.
No, apparently he didn't, Vinny. I would have thought the same thing. But his delivery is very, if he's the guy I'm thinking of, and it'll sure look like
jokes
him.
From him.
Yeah, give me a couple. But that was the sort of weird, super deadpan delivery that he would do. And he actually had some super genius moments. Although the kids right now are probably going, I'm sorry, what?
Well,
is that funny?
Comedy's not easy.
It's not. It's true. That guy at least had his own niche, you know. He was very famous for that. So he plays the dad, and he actually sounds very meh.
Good. I won't want to watch it right now. At my house, we're super pumped for Cars 3. Mm.
What are you marking time with as you wait for
Cars
3?
We're not really marking time, but I do know the weekend that it's coming out. I think it's the 9th.
It's June, in theaters June 15th.
Okay. So we're going. Yeah. We'll watch the first two before we go and then go see the third. There are great kids movies. I'm shocked. I haven't cried so much in my whole life as I've cried watching these damn kids movies. The Good Dinosaur gets me every time now, too.
There's such
excellent movie. You just can't believe.
You know what's funny is I really blame Pixar for the excellent movies that are out right now for kids, because they got it from the beginning that you don't just have to entertain the kid. You got to entertain the parent who's taking that kid to the show. And I totally look forward to Pixar movies and the DreamWorks animation. They're the same. Same thing. It's funny for the adults and great for the kids.
I can't speak for everybody's kids. There might be something wrong with mine, but she doesn't get most of the emotional stuff that's going on on the TV. So
she doesn't have any context for it yet.
There's dad with a tear running down his face, and she's like, eh.
Yeah.
No,
to them it's a cartoon.
Just a dead face taking it in.
Yep.
For the 100th time.
She doesn't have context for it. A few years, actually. I think it's closer to 7, 8, 9 that they start to really, feel those emotions, and they have they've seen the terrible things that can, or heard of the terrible things that can happen in the world. But anyway, the Emoji Movie, I'm hopeful with this really cool sounding cast that there will be plenty of jokes in there for me too, because there's nothing worse than going to a movie that is only for kids.
It looks pretty good, like along the lines of Inside Out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Really? Like searching for.
Can I hear some audio of it?
Sure. This is from the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was the lady. She came in here once. She did stand up. She started to do stand up. What was that lady's name?
I'm not sure who you're referring to.
Is she blonde?
She's blonde.
Christina Perensky. What is that
Krasitsky,
girl's name?
Krasitsky?
No, not her.
How about that other one?
The lady from the mom from American Pie.
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge?
Yes.
Is that it?
Is Jennifer that the
Coolidge?
Voice?
She's not listed on
she's
here.
She's not in here. That's, okay.
It sounded like Maya Rudolph to me with a little Thunya Reddy. I don't know, though. I'm not seeing her name.
Oh, God, I so get a point if that's
Oh, that would be... You will get a point. If you pull Jennifer Coolidge out of a list of that she's not even on...
Jennifer Coolidge is on the list.
Oh, shit!
Does she play his mother?
She plays Mary Mack.
Oh, it is?
That's the
ball! Oh, my God! I'm giving him a point.
How's that?
I should give him,
that's
like, 5 points, sir.
What is wrong with you?
Well,
one
you always
point.
Cheat, so you should make up for that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So don't cheat. I don't like your accusations.
Do you remember how weird that was that she came in here and was saying, I'm going to do stand-up, and it just seemed like you never done it, and you're just going to go do it.
Yeah.
It seems really... But then didn't she say something like, well, I'm single now, so I also just needed to get out of the house? Do you
I remember that? I remember her being very put off that we had cameras in the studio. She was very upset by that.
That's
what I remember
ago.
About
when
her. But I really liked her.
The only thing I remember about her is that didn't she like date my...
You guys had horses in common,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she like dated a cousin of mine or something.
Oh, really?
Like grew up on the same street as my uncle and aunt and something like that. My uncle had told me the whole... Yeah, she was great.
And I really think she's funny.
Yeah.
But how funny you picked her voice out of that.
Bizarre. That was crazy, Vinny. That was astounding.
She used to date Greg Barron.
Oh, is that right?
She did?
What's Greg Barron doing these days? I don't see his name anymore.
Swimming in his
Sex in the City.
I don't want to date you. What was that? Was that book?
It's called The Breakup Because It's Broken.
No, he's just not that into you. Exactly that movie.
He's swimming in that money.
I hope he's swimming in. He had a band. Remember
the Thunderbirds or something like that.
Yeah, you know, we used one of them for Traffic Beds when we used Traffic Beds. Anyway, he's. I miss him. I wonder if he ever comes around.
Well, when was he here last? A couple years ago?
He came through here with Matt Nathanson, and they were both wearing scarves.
Oh, my God. That was
And I couldn't stop laughing at him because I'm like, you two fashion victims are ridiculous.
That was so Hollywood.
Day.
They're both in T-shirts with scarves neatly wrapped around their necks. Come on, you guys.
I loved it.
He has one show coming up. He's going to be at the Hollywood Improv on Friday.
Oh. Do you have his email? Let's text him.
Oh, do you guys remember this? He stated that he has a form of lymphoma.
Oh,
he says
no.
His cancer is in remission as of 2015. I kind of remember. I think we read that somewhere.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So he dropped out for a little while. He had the best teeth. I love Greg Barron.
I know. He's so funny. Mm.
Anyway. Patrick Stewart plays the poop emoji. Is he in the trailer at all?
Oh, I didn't see him.
All right. Well, we hooked that up at RadioAlice.com.
Yes, it is up.
Man, when people die, it gets ugly. And what I mean by that is I find that there's just nothing worse than people squabbling over a person's money. And
oh, yeah, you got to get your stuff in order. Prince is the best example of that in
it just gets gross.
In recent times.
Yep. This is ugly, and these people had. She had a prenup. Alan Thicke passed away, and he has a widow that he's been married to since 2005.
Okay,
and he's actually, I mean, what he's apparently left her is very generous, and now the Thicke brothers. I guess there's a, let's see, Robin Thicke and his brother Brennan, and there's a kid Carter,
this woman.
No, not from this woman.
Oh.
He is, isn't he the 19-year-old who was with his dad the day he died?
They
went and played hockey.
Yeah.
He might even be younger than that, but I don't believe that it's this woman's kid. So this lady is called, Robin and Brennan are going to court to protect the estate of their dad, Alan Thicke, from his widow. That's their side of the story. Tanya Kalau married Alan Thicke in 2005. She signed a prenup. Now they're saying she wants a bigger cut. And they say that she is threatening to, quote, make her claims fodder for tabloid publicity unless they meet her demands. So they filed a lawsuit in order to, quote, honor the memory of their father, protect his legacy, and prevent his testamentary intentions from being undermined by Tanya's avarice and overreaching. Tanya's lawyers say the Thicks are the ones causing the problem because they refused to enter into mediation with her. And the lawyer also says she's never threatened to go to the tabloids, and they're the ones trying to smear her with this lawsuit. So she is supposed to get, according to the prenup, 25% of his personal effects, 40% of his remaining estate, and $500,000 life insurance policy, and she can continue to live at their home.
And wants more?
More than that. The sons say basically the same thing I said before. They're not mentioning a specific dollar amount she's trying to get. They're saying he was rich and famous long before meeting her, and she signed a prenup.
That's where my head falls, but I do get that this lady is looking at it from her side, which is we were husband and wife. We were in love. He would want me to have everything.
Well, if he had wanted that, he would have put it in the will.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, though. She's probably looking at it like when one partner dies, the other partner takes the estate. What?
Yeah, she, I mean, Jesus, that guy's got to be worth a gajillion dollars.
40 million.
And 40% of his remaining estate and this $500,000 lump sum. And I mean, anyway, you're right. I'm not standing in her shoes.
If you pass away, God forbid, It all goes to John, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's
well,
not
we
even
have a trust.
A...
There's no, there are no gray areas. We have, it's set up and it's super, you have trust too.
I do.
It's super designated. Like it couldn't be clearer.
But, okay, so that that wasn't the question I was actually asking then. If there's no trust and you passed, I think John just gets everything, right? He's the husband and it just...
I don't know.
It's his.
Is there a will or there's no will, there's no
just,
nothing?
It just goes to the husband or the wife, whoever...
Well, then I guess I think it has to go through probate and then, you know, anybody who wants a piece of it would sue for a piece of it. I have no idea. I don't really know. All I know is I don't worry about that because I'm all set up.
I really think it just goes to the partner that's still surviving.
Right.
And like, for example, we've talked about Scott.
His
dad. I feel weird saying it, but his dad, if his dad, you know, Scott's very much depending on this legacy he's owed.
Uh-huh.
And if his dad passes, I think the mom is still alive and she's still working that like it's theirs.
Yeah. No, the stepmom, I think, would inherit. I think, I have no idea. I thought both parents had to go before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm sure this lady, from her standpoint, is just thinking, I should be getting all the stuff.
Yeah.
He's gone. I'm still here.
She says she gave up her own career to support Alan and help raise his youngest son, Carter. I don't see her age in here, but this picture.
I believe she's 41.
Yeah, she looks
young.
She's
from Bolivia.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Here's a picture.
See, that I don't like. Then
what?
Don't.
Which
then
part?
Don't give up your career.
Right.
Then don't.
Well, she was helping to raise his son, Carter.
Then don't, though.
But I did. And now I'm owed. I just feel like... Look, it's none of my business and not up to me, but I do feel like if someone signs a prenup, and a very generous one, that sounds like she's going to be okay. Like, really? You got to get gross with the kids and be, ugh, you just come off like a money grubber.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it just because I don't want to come off like a money grubber.
Well, she doesn't care.
Clearly.
At the country club, I'm sure they're like, you should get that money, girl.
Yeah. Go get whatever you got coming to you. Taylor Swift has found the inspiration for her next album, and his name is Joe Alwyn.
Oh.
He's a British...
This is the new boyfriend?
Here's a picture of him.
This is the new muse?
This is it, Vin. I guess this album, whatever her next album that comes out, is probably going to deal with Middleton... Is that his name? Tom...
Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston.
Calvin Harris.
You love
Calvin
that Harris. Guy. How are you getting his name wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
You're the only reason we know who that guy is.
Ever since she broke up with him, I haven't heard his name. I guess that's it.
Well, the new Thor movie is coming out, so.
Loki.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, this boy is very handsome. Good
sure.
for her.
He's a British actor. He was in Ang Lee's Iraq War movie, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
What? Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that. They've been seeing each other, according to sources. Which, I don't know, take them with a grain of salt. Since February, she's barely been seen. They put pictures of her showing up at her mom's house on Sunday for Mother's Day. Or mm-hmm. over the, I guess she spent the weekend at her mom's house. And they were saying that she hasn't been photographed publicly since January. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Well, time's flying.
It is flying. Well, so I guess she's been on the down. Like she wears costumes, you know, disguises. When she goes out, she's been renting a house in London and seeing this dude. And
what do you know about him?
Well, I know he's an actor, and he loves vampire movies.
I'll tell you some stuff about
Please
him.
Do, yes.
So he lives at home with his parents
still. Oh, delightful. How old is he?
I don't know that.
Oh, I see it. He's 26.
He's supposed to be Hollywood's next big thing.
Well, now that he's dating Taylor Swift, I'm sure that's true. We've all just heard of him.
The rumor is Gigi Hadid introduced them because they did a photo shoot together for Vogue magazine, the two of them.
He's also starring in a movie that's coming out. It's called The Favorite, and it's with Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz, or however you say her name, Weisz. Apparently, Emma and Taylor are pretty close. Emma Stone and Taylor Swift. Is she in the squad?
In the crew? Yeah. I think so.
So maybe, you know, the Hadid chick gave a recommendation and then Emma right. backed that up.
I'm done with him. You can have him now.
Yeah, maybe.
And this guy's a real actor.
What does that mean?
It means He studied at both the Royal Central School of Speech in London and drama and the City of London School for Acting.
That makes him legit.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, anyway, that's who we'll be hearing all about on our next breakup album next summer.
That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I would still try. Knowing that I might be...
Sure. She's got a blank space, baby. She'll write you
In fact, somewhere in my head, I think I'd be like, join the club. All the exes hate me. Let's just do this. Let's try. I'll give it my best shot. I'm sure I'm going to ruin it, but let's go for it. So she's so cute.
Oh, my God. She's adorable.
And the talent. Come on.
Oh, amazing.
We're giving him 6 months? What are we giving him? I'm giving him 6 months.
Oh, I don't even know. Maybe this is the one, Hooman.
Okay.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Home cameras.
Okay, home cameras.
Home cameras and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Wednesday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in today. We appreciate it. We love that you picked us this morning. We pick you right back. We've got some tickets for you right now. This is brought to you by ADT. We have Imagine Dragons Evolve World Tour. They're touring with Group Love and K-Flay. And they're coming to Shoreline Amphitheater on October 3rd. The tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And you can win your tickets right now before you can even buy them. We're doing this all week here on The Alice. Right now, we'll take caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You will score a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons. It's not even on my thing, but it was here yesterday. Last week we were doing Linkin Park.
Hold on now.
What is it? What you're winning, to be clear, Imagine Dragon tickets.
Yeah.
Call now, 800-400-3697. Protecting what matters most for over 140 years, ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24-7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the Warriors' win. They beat the Spurs.
This is 10 games in a row undefeated in the postseason?
Yes.
It's crazy. Is that a record? For anybody?
I don't know.
That seems great.
What the record is.
Oh, so good.
But we're doing well, and let's just keep it up, boys. But don't get crazy as Sarah sweeps.
I know.
The studio. 136-100. We look great. We're up 2 in the series now, and the series switches to San Antonio next.
Did the Celtics play? Oh, sorry.
The Celtics play tonight.
Oh, they play
versus
tonight.
The Cavs. At 5:30, and your Celtics, last night was the NBA draft lottery, which is an interesting show because the worst teams get the most sort of balls in this ping pong ball choosing scenario.
Oh.
And it gives you the best odds to have the number one pick.
Okay.
So Hooman's boyfriend, Chris Kelly's team, Sacramento Kings, they had a horrible season and were highly, they got, I think, 2 high picks.
Oh.
But in the end, the Boston Celtics got the first pick in the NBA draft.
So they do this really differently than some of the other drafts then.
Yes,
it's not
very.
Just, you don't get the first pick just because you're the worst team.
Well, there's a lot of trading and changing too. So one of the things that happened is a team that got a high pick, they'd already traded that away seasons previous to a team. And now all of a sudden, here they were gone. And in pops the team they traded it to. So there are a couple funky things going on there. But the main thing is, here are the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals and getting the number one pick in the draft.
It's big.
Your boys did pretty good yesterday. We'll see how they do today against LeBron James at 5:30.
Good luck, Larry Bird.
He's not on that
team. What's the guy's name? Kevin something? There was like a big
Kevin
tall...
McHale?
Yeah. The Frankenstein-looking guy. Those guys were my favorite.
He's gone too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
It's weird that those guys aren't on the team anymore.
I don't know.
Last time I checked in, there they were.
Kevin McHale was coaching. I don't know where
he coaches.
He's coaching
now somewhere.
He's like 59.
Oh, yeah, I'm just joking.
Actually, McHale might be an announcer now.
I haven't cared about the Celtics since like he did the Michael Jordan commercial where they're doing the, was it like a McDonald's ad where they keep trying to best each other's
Oh, Larry throws. Bird and Michael Jordan. Right.
Ah,
right.
The 80s. It was the 80s, wasn't it? Or the 90s?
It doesn't matter, Sarah.
Go Larry Bird.
Larry Bird just quit his job as the head of the Indiana Pacers. Oh. So,
oh, I guess I had heard that. Yeah. Isn't he from Indiana?
I think he is. I think
like
the famous
Terre Haute or something.
I thought it was French Lick.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was French Lick. That sounds right.
Look at
French
me and
Lick
you
is so
pulling
funny.
Weird Boston Celtic stats. We'll begin after that with the ghost ship.
Oh.
So.
Way to take it down, Vin.
Well, I just wanted to mention this because the lawsuit now has added PG&E.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Families of the victims killed in Oakland's ghost ship fire sued PG&E yesterday, saying the utility supplied power to the doomed artist space with blatant disregard for safety of the people in the building. So, and look, I know that what happened in San Bruno shows extreme negligence on the part of PG&E, mm-hmm. and that big payout proved
right,
that.
Right.
And we all know that, that those fires and people died. And I even remember when I was house shopping.
Yes.
And we were up in San Bruno and I...
Like,
there's
boy, a new
vacant
house.
Spots.
It's a crater here.
Right. And new houses. And it dawned on us as we were up there. Oh, this is where that went down. So there's that. I do understand. But in this case, what they're saying here is the lawsuit alleges utility workers had installed several smart meters in the buildings joining the ghost ship warehouse. And they should have known the building's electrical system was dangerous, defective, out of code compliance, and an imminent threat to health, safety, and lives of the owners, occupants, customers, and invitees of those structures.
Yeah, I wonder how far into the building their responsibility would reach. I mean, the power comes to the thing, goes down to a meter, and if all the bad wiring's on the inside, I don't know what their responsibility would, but they'll have to prove yes or no in this court case.
I also, you know, personal responsibility for snaking cords together.
Oh, you can and Mickey Mouse a house pretty
they'd
good.
Really done a number on that place. The people who lived there had done a number on that place. So I don't know. We'll let it play out in the courts, but that's the story. They want money from PG&E. And PG&E's got the deep pockets.
Yeah.
You know, suing that. I can't remember the dude's name who was the...
Yeah.
The land... Not the landlord, but actually the dude who was renting the place.
Exactly.
And subletting it to all the other people.
He's not going to have the dough.
I
the kind of dough
either.
They're hoping to get their hands on. So, you know...
You got to reach around.
You keep climbing till you find someone with deep pockets, right?
Well, the problem with PG&E's deep pockets is they pull money out of all of our pockets.
Right.
To get... It's actually our pockets.
Speaking of deep pockets, how would you like to own a $1,325 boomerang?
Well, is it awesome?
Well,
I don't
according
know
to some
for.
People on social media, it's racist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
a boomerang?
Well, it's an Australian Aboriginal culture artifact that you've now...
Oh, this is like a real...
No, Chanel made it. Chanel.
Are boomerangs racist?
Well.
Are sombreros racist?
That's the reason I'm throwing that out there as people want to quickly jump on. And, you know.
I feel like things that are cultural, it's like, that's like saying jazz is racist. Like if you're, you know, it's like, I think the coolest thing about people's different cultures and the things that are associated with those is that other people see them and go, oh, that's cool. I'm into that.
Right.
I'm putting that sombrero on. I'm whipping that boomerang. I'm dancing to this jazz.
Well.
Or just toe-tapping, you know, whatever's cool.
On the sombrero thing, here we are just celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Right, we're just trying to have a day.
I love Mexico. I've been to Mexico more times than Yuzi has. Yeah. But, and yet, you know, here I am supposedly a racist, as people online are saying, you guys and your sombreros, that's racist.
707, yes. Sombreros are racist.
Right.
You know, I think it's racist if you throw it on the ground and stomp on it and light it on fire and say mean things about Mexicans. But if you're just putting on a sombrero because you're like, yay!
It's Cinco de Mayo!
We're
celebrating with you guys!
Then I don't think it's racist.
We're happy too! We love the culture!
And you can throw the sombrero on the floor and do the Mexican dance.
I'm not going to light it on fire and also slur Mexicans as I'm doing it. Like, I think now we're getting into some racist territory, but just enjoying sombreros and festivities and throwing the boomerang or whatever it is, you know, that you've appropriated from some culture because you like it. I think liking things isn't I don't know. It seems like the opposite.
Mexican
of
culture
to me.
Is so deeply intertwined in California, the whole state, whether it's our street names or the food we eat or the beer we drink,
Are tacos also racist? I need to know this.
Yeah.
Only when you call them wraps.
That I wouldn't call a taco that, but if you put a salad inside a burrito shell, can you really call it a burrito anymore?
A burrito shell, she says.
It's called a tortilla, fool.
Whatever.
This is getting out of hand. Let me pull us back to
the original question, the boomerang.
The Chanel boomerang is part of the new summer product line that includes their extremely expensive sporting goods, like a $475 set of tennis balls.
Oh.
$3,350 beach paddle ball set. I played a lot of paddle ball in my day.
And a $3,000 set?
You really want the cheap set because they end up in the water or they end up left behind or whatever.
What are they made of gold?
No, these ones might be, but no, a normal paddle ball set is just some wood with a handle.
Right.
Do you have a picture of the Chanel boomerang?
Yeah, I just gave it to him.
Yeah, okay.
I think it looks great.
It does look really pretty.
I mean,
well, it just looks like a cool boomerang. It seems like the right shape, and it has the Chanel logo kind of in the center, where at the elbow of the thing.
My guess is that only gets thrown by the young kid that lives in the house of the parents that bought that and put it up for a decoration.
Yeah,
the kid goes, my parents are gone. Let's try this thing.
Let's try and kill the deer in our giant backyard.
Because really, that you don't throw that. You put that. That's a decorative.
Well, people who shop at Chanel maybe might throw it.
Oh, really?
Well, they wouldn't handle some low-end boomerang. They don't touch things that are less than
$1,000. A shirt or a jacket for $50,000, you probably don't mind throwing a boomerang that you bought for $1,000.
They have a $50,000 jacket.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
You're kidding
me. Crazy.
Is that where Anita works?
Yeah. And
at Chanel?
Yeah, and so she's...
What's the most expensive thing she's ever sold?
I don't know. Well, they have a $50,000 bag. Alligator skin, you know, stuff.
Will
like
you
that.
Name your first kid Coco?
Oh, that's a great idea.
That sounds like
Coco
a great idea.
Imagine that she goes into work in Chanel and she's like, well, I named my daughter Coco.
Uh-huh. Cute.
Well, that's the way you climb the ladder.
Kid, though, right?
What do you mean?
He already has a kid.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, well,
they're
no,
first.
The one
together.
I can rename my current kid right now. See if he's down with that.
Oh, that'd be great. He'd probably love to be Coco.
Derek, your name is now Coco.
Don't argue with me. I'm your dad.
Yeah.
Chanel's getting blasted on social media for the boomerang. Some people think they're profiting by appropriating Australian Aboriginal culture. And other people are laughing because how could you possibly sell a boomerang for $1,300?
Yeah, they both have a point.
Right. I agree. How about a fast fact?
Okay. I love fast facts. Where is it?
Oh, here's the Smash Ball set, too.
Oh, let me see the Smash Ball.
You ever play Smash Ball?
I have, and these are... $3,000, huh?
Yeah.
It's exactly, I mean, it does have the logo on it. That's really the only difference. And it looks like it's been polished and has a nice coat of paint on it. These things, they hit the sand one time and they're ruined.
Well, those are what you bring to the fire festival, right?
Right. That will be perfect accessory for the fire festival.
By the way, you mentioned PG&E earlier. It took me a while to find it, but they're worth $28.2 billion.
Oh, so they can.
Right. I mean, that's why that's our you money, add by the way. Them to yeah. the lawsuit, for sure. Mm-hmm. If at the very least you hope for them to just pay it to get it off their...
Right.
We just don't want to. Here.
Yep.
Take some money.
So, I'm sure that... Well, listen, their legal team that I'm sure works for them full time, you know,
they'll decide.
They'll want to be part of the process.
Boston!
What about it?
Was named after a saint named Botwulf of Thorny. You know that story?
No.
Boston!
Botwulf.
Was named after a saint named Botwulf of Thorny, and very few details are known about his life. How could you not know?
I never heard that in my life.
How do you spell Botwulf?
B-O-T-W-L-F.
Botwulf.
Art Garfunkel.
No one could say it, so they just, you know, figured out another way.
Art Garfunkel has a master's in mathematics and was working on his PhD when he decided to quit and focus on his music career.
He's a smarty pants.
But he had the big brain to fall back on.
It's great.
Good for him.
He needed it because once Simon ditched him, it was over for him.
He'd already made his dough, hadn't he?
I think he had. He's still trying. I guess he's, is he the one who's super bitter, like, when it comes up? Like, he's actually, I feel like there was a story about him recently where he's, like, real mad still.
What's he mad about?
You know, Simon.
Having all the fun, Simon. Being around in the 60s with the free love and the I mean, what's...
He got
what's...
ditched. He's like the Andrew Ridgefield of the 60s.
Andrew. Oh, from Wham?
Yeah. The guy no one ever heard from again. He's always like sort of hanging out trying to get into the cool parties and everyone's like, Garfunkel, get out of here.
What a name drop.
And then Andrew Ridgely's in the alley next to him. Yeah, I know. I know what you're feeling.
Is it Ridgely or Ridgefield?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No one knows. Who cares? That guy's, he's not George Michael.
Still a deep pull. Very well done.
Thank you very much.
Our text number, I don't have time for that. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I've got the top songs in the country at this moment, but I have a lot of fun stuff. I got a show that Yuzette is going to love.
Really?
You know what? I might even
just
love this
show. Just what she needs. More TV time.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.